Chapter 13. Fixing the Nets.
When we arrived at Baskerville Hall, we decided to say nothing to Sir Henry of the Hound and Stapleton. He was pleased and surprised to see Holmes. We only told him the relevant part of the story during dinner. My next, unhappy job was to tell the Barrymores the bad news. After, I sadly returned to Holmes and Sir Henry.
I didn't go to the Stapletons tonight,
young Baskerville explained.
Because I promised Watson I wouldn't go out alone. What about the case? Any news?
It is complicated, but soon all will be clear. I need your assistance, but I must implore you to ask no questions,
answered Holmes.
I will do exactly what you say,
replied the baronet.
I have no doubt.
He stopped suddenly, staring intently at the portraits behind me, his eyes shining with excitement.
Sir Henry, your family portraits are very interesting,
he continued.
Who is the gentleman wearing black velvet?
Ah,
answered Sir Henry.
That is the wicked Sir Hugo, the first of my ancestors to meet the Hound of the Baskervilles.
We talked of other things, but Holmes continued to observe Hugo's portrait. When Sir Henry went to his room, Holmes went to the painting and covered everything in the picture except the man's face.
Watson, does he look like anyone you know?
I was amazed to see the face of Stapleton. Holmes saw my expression and said,
Yes, Watson. Evidently Stapleton is also a Baskerville. That is why he killed Sir Charles and wants to kill Sir Henry. But we will catch this particular butterfly for our collection.
He laughed. I know that Holmes laughs rarely, and when he does, someone is in trouble. The next morning, Sir Henry informed us he had an invitation to dinner that night at Merripit House, and we were also invited.
Unfortunately, Watson and I must go to London today. Please thank your friends and explain that we had business in town,
said Holmes, adding,
We will return very soon.
Sir Henry looked disappointed.
Very well,
he said, rather coolly.
One more request, my friend. You must walk home across the moor.
He saw Sir Henry's shocked face.
Trust me,
added Holmes. Sir Henry nodded.
I promised not to ask questions, and I won't.
I was surprised by Holmes's behaviour. However, we went to Coombe Tracey station together after breakfast. Cartwright, Holmes's messenger boy, was there. Holmes told him to return to London and send a telegram to Sir Henry in Holmes's name. Cartwright also had a telegram for him. It said, Telegram received. I arrive with warrant at 5:40. Lestrade.
This is the reply to a telegram I wrote this morning,
explained Holmes.
This man is a professional, and we need his assistance.
I began to understand his plan. The Stapletons would think Sir Henry was alone, but we would return at the necessary moment. Holmes and I then went to visit Mrs. Laura Lyons. She was surprised that Holmes spoke to her very frankly.
Mrs. Lyons, I believe that you have some important information about the night of Sir Charles's death. Why did you not go to your appointment with him?
I cannot reveal that, Mr. Holmes. It is a private affair.
I must warn you that this is a case of murder. The evidence you refuse to give could implicate your friend Mr. Stapleton and his wife, too.
The lady jumped up from her chair.
His wife?
She cried.
But he is not married.
He is a married man,
assured Sherlock Holmes.
And I can prove it.
He took a photo from his pocket.
Here they are, 4 years ago in York.
Mrs. Lyons looked at us with the face of a desperate woman.
Mr. Holmes, this man promised to marry me. He lied to me, the villain. And he asked me to write the note to Sir Charles. But I promise you, I never thought the gentleman was in danger.
I believe you, madam,
said Sherlock Holmes.
But why didn't you tell the police about this when Sir Charles died?
Mr. Stapleton convinced me it was a risk. I was afraid of being a suspect.
Madam, you are lucky you are still alive. Thank you for this important information. We will contact you soon.
We returned to the station as the London Express arrived. A small bulldog of a man descended from the train. It was Lestrade. He looked at Holmes respectfully and asked,
"Anything good?"
"A very exciting case,"
replied my friend.
"First, let's have dinner. And then the night air on the moor will blow the London fog from your mind."